This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We are live on this Sunday edition. It's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Frankly, pretty much any night of the week, we're live here. So, you know, mark your calendars and write down our new telephone number. After many, many years, we now have a new number, and that number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. And if you call in before the show, and I see the line, I will go to you before we even start show prep. So let's go to Ridley, calling in from New Hampshire. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. With all the craziness going on at the federal level, it's important to be thinking about solutions and peaceable ones. And, of course, my solution is for New Hampshire to withdraw from the union.
How is that a peaceable solution?
Along those lines, one of the folks from the NH Exit movement has started a thing he calls the NH Exit Podcast. Now it has its own YouTube channel. And he's been interviewing, I guess they're on their ninth episode now.
Excellent. What are we talking about besides New Hampshire seceding?
Well,
from the
I guess
union.
One of the topics that I thought was really interesting was, and I think insightful, was Russell Canning is the guy who runs it. And he has been, like, he talks to people about their objections. So he'll get, like, a collection of objections. And then he'll talk to another New Hampshire secessionist, and he'll get them to address those objections. Like, for instance, he asked me a lot of questions about the China threat and the idea that could an independent New Hampshire be less protected against China?
Well, let's see. What do I think about that? I would say that is Costa Rica somehow less, more vulnerable to China than other places? It doesn't have a military at all. If we're talking
right.
about China and in an aggressive stance, I tend to think that China's probably not going to do anything. What China seems to want to do is come along with what they call soft money, and in hopes that you will take a loan, perhaps default on that loan. This is the old economic hitman thing that, supposedly the United States did. And I'm not sure they entirely didn't do it, but maybe U.S. companies did it. And maybe some of those U.S. companies were owned by the CIA. What do I know? But China is much more overt about it, and basically the hope is to get you into hock to China, and or maybe build something that your people need in the hopes that they can extricate some stuff from your country.
And usually the things that not so much the people need, but those in power need. So people usually need things like roads, whereas the people in power need things like airports.
Yeah, and people in power also need, like, a lot of money so that they can retire outside of the country.
Right.
Which is what their goal is in many cases. And this is what is often done with the soft money is it's basically a big pile of cash that's given to some small cadre of elite. And they're like, yay, we're rich! Getting out of this asshole! and poof! Within a short period of time, they're gone. And, all they wanted to do was move to, I don't know, you pick the place, but and get out of wherever they were. And I've been to some of these countries. I understand why they want to get out. But the fact that they steal the resources of the people in charge, or people the people, I guess, is bad.
Largely because a lot of them have been doing this.
And if you're the one in charge, you're kind of the reason why this country is in the state that it's in.
Oh, also, I mean, don't forget that the people have pretty much been putting up with this crap for some time. I mean, they keep on doing this over and over. Some democratically elected would-be dictator has stolen our money. Let's put another one in power. and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. It just happens over and over. It's not the fault of people who give them money as much as it's the fault of you for just keep putting up with this stuff.
And as far as New Hampshire would immediately be absolved of all these federal gun laws and weapon restrictions and militia restrictions and so forth that mostly come from the federal level. And so if a defense were needed, that could be put together. And Switzerland, of course, was very effective at doing that with the Nazis right next door. But the other important thing is that, and to learn from Switzerland, is you treat people fairly. You treat aggressors even fairly. And the federal government does not always treat the Chinese government fairly. It gives them grievances. An independent New Hampshire could be much, both better defended in some ways and also fairer to the Chinese government.
Well, and one of the things that the federal government has that we wouldn't have, at least immediately, is they have all sorts of trade restrictions and tariffs and all that sort of thing.
Well, and they have the reserve currency, which they have the world reserve currency, which ticks off all the other countries, especially ones who are powerful enough to think that they might should have it.
I have some objections, Ridley. Maybe you can pass them on to the NH exit. My objections would be, the U.S. passport's a pretty nice passport. It's nice to be able to travel without a visa to, you know, countries around the globe and not have to do much of anything once you get there. There's one of my objections.
Let's allow our people to have dual citizenship.
If you're allowed to have one, many people are denied U.S. passports who are American citizens.
Like people who, like who?
Tax resistors.
Yep, they are.
As one innocuous example.
Indeed, it is one. There's no doubt about it. But so there's no guarantee New Hampshire is going to give you.
Well, there's one simple solution is to allow dual citizenship, and I assume that any peaceful version in which New Hampshire leaves the Union, there are going to be a lot of trade agreements.
One would hope if they the Union peacefully decides to do that, or maybe they'll just say, "All right, well, goodbye," and click click. The door's locked, so then you can't travel across the very porous borders, which would be very difficult for them to stop that from happening. But who knows what it would look like. At this point, we haven't had a successful secession.
I mean, I'm kind of willing to tolerate that because it's like, okay, well, if we're saying we want to be free of them and we want to be in New Hampshire, then I'll just stay myself in New Hampshire because that's where I want to be.
And, I mean, you don't exactly know what's going to occur in that situation, because for one thing, if New Hampshire exits, there's a lot of other states that are going to be interested in exiting, too. So, I mean, the entire political landscape might shift, frankly, it might shift in the direction of freedom. We might reach a point where, like, before World War One or World War Two, rather, when you didn't need passports to go every place in
World
the world.
War One.
Yeah. I can also see somebody like Canada or Mexico or the EU being afraid to let New Hampshireans go there for fear of annoying the U.S. or any of the countries that the U.S. occupies. But if the goal is, I want to be in New Hampshire, passports are kind of way down the list on things I'm going to care about.
It's what I'm going to care about. Maybe, if I'm going to be locked in New Hampshire, I'm not coming.
From Slovenia and lessons from Estonia are you want to be the first out. Because if you're late, that's bad news.
Yeah, I think the parallels to what would happen are what happened with the breakdown of the USSR. So if you look at how travel restrictions changed when that broke up, it's probably a similar idea to different states leaving
the Union.
Of course,
we could also just not make it illegal to fraudulent or falsely print U.S. passports. I mean, do they do anything of it? Do they scan now? Do they just...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They most of the time, you're not even coming in contact with an agent. You're just slapping it down. And I guess you come in contact with customs.
We're nothing but IT guys. We can figure it out.
we'll see. All right, Dave. Well, where do you find this podcast?
NH Exit on YouTube.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thanks for the call.
It's also on podcast apps, I just found out. So.
NH Exit. Got it. There you go. You can call in. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Put it in your phone's contact with FTL there, and then you can call anytime you want. 603-283-6160. Free double line. Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-453. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And, yeah, I mean, so you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I've got a few things that are on mine, though, that I've brought stuff in for. And since we were talking about the sort of secession topic, came up in the previous segment, there was a protest at the NH New Hampshire Capitol today. And what was it all about, Lee? Do you have any insight on this?
So this one was a protest that was, oddly enough, announced by the FBI through the corporate media.
Nice.
And I don't know if the FBI came up with it or if this was already a plan, but it was the Boogaloo Boys, the people who are preparing for a second civil war in America.
Yep.
No, those are I wasn't there, but I've seen them before. Those are us.
Well, so the FBI claimed it was the Boogaloo Boys, though. I mean, kind of thing. So there's
no there was. Ian was there. There was Boogaloo Boys at this protest today.
I understand. So I think that what defines a Boogaloo Boy is somebody who likes guns, is preparing for potentially social unrest, and wears Hawaiian shirts. Sound right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Those two features are defining features of being a Boogaloo Boy. Being preparing for a Civil War II electric Boogaloo,
yep,
and liking guns,
and so I think that this was supposed to be an armed protest, which
well, the FBI really, really wanted an armed protest.
Yeah,
they really, really wanted a riot, is what they really wanted. But
I presume the version here in New Hampshire was, but that's really not saying much because it's New Hampshire, we're a constitutional carry state, so. I mean, for one thing, you don't really know whether a protest is an armed protest or not, which is nice.
Unless they're carrying long guns, like right out in the open.
Right. I should rephrase. You don't know that a given protest is not an armed protest.
Indeed. And I think that a lot of states are, a lot of law enforcement is very concerned about an armed protest going on January the 20th at the state capitals around the nation because people cannot do armed protests in Washington, D.C. because land of the free, home of the brave, you're not free to exercise your Second Amendment rights there. And it's basically guns are outlawed in Washington, D.C., from what I can tell, no matter what the Heller decision might say. So apparently nothing happened. Just, you know, so a handful of people show up. Reporters are like, darn it. And then they interview them and everybody goes home.
From what I understand, that's exactly what occurred here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I haven't heard word on anything that's going on at any of the other capitals because this was supposed to be something that all 50 state capitals had an armed protest at.
But why was it the 17th instead of the 20th? Because,
these people have guns.
Work. Yeah, okay, good.
You got guns to buy.
Indeed. Guns don't just grow on trees. Let's go to Ron calling in from Chattanooga. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, and Melanie.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Ron?
I guess Mark's not going to agree with me because he seems more like a leftist to me. But regardless,
all right.
As far as this Trump insurrection, his speech ended at 1:13 in the afternoon, which was right at the same time that the Capitol building was being raided.
I thought he continued to speak beyond when whatever the violence that was occurring began the Capitol.
No, it was at 1:13. It was, if you go back and look at it,
okay.
They both happened at the same time.
And he's
and my point is
half an hour
it's
march.
Over a mile away from where Trump was speaking.
Yep.
And they figured it up. It's a 36-minute walk. So.
Yep.
Unless all the Trump supporters ran like Forrest Gump, man, that was Antifa with red hats on, and nobody will ever convince me otherwise.
Because one group of people was at a place too far away to get there does not therefore mean it was Antifa. So there might have been Antifa in the crowd.
You can disagree with me, but They've already found Antifa members and arrested them for being inside the Capitol.
What about
mainstream media is not going to broadcast that.
What about the Minotaur guy?
I don't consider you guys mainstream media. I think you're more truthful.
Yeah, I don't consider us mainstream media either. What about the Minotaur guy?
That's why I listen to you guys.
Is he Antifa or is
QAnon shaman?
Yeah, or is he in fact the QAnon shaman as he claims?
Who?
The Minotaur.
The crazy dressed guy with the horns on his head who didn't have a shirt.
I don't want to be wrong. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And this picture of him with like American flags painted on his face. He was seen protesting BLM rallies in the past. He doesn't strike me as
that guy's Antifa. He's
not a Trumpster.
I mean, I think it was a mixed crowd.
Not a Trumpster.
I think it was a mixed crowd. Leftists.
So to impeach Trump again over something, you know, the first time was because he made a phone call about Hunter Biden, and he was absolutely correct on his phone call because they found Hunter Biden's computer a month later.
So he gets
impeached for a phone call. Then he gets blamed for this riot where I guarantee you those were not, I mean, there might have been, obviously there were some, but he did not cause the Capitol building to be raided.
I think the Capitol building caused the Capitol building to be raided, if you look at the videos.
He asked the people to walk over there and to peacefully have their voices heard.
He used the term peaceful.
Was his exact
word. He said to support our Republican allies in the Senate. Everything that he used the term fight 20 times, but, I mean, fight is... Okay, so I guess what I would do is I would take this from a legal standpoint since, we're an impeachment is a legal process. First off, I would say that the impeachments of Johnson and Trump both times, I think, were pretty spurious. But at least with the first impeachment, they're attempting to find out some information. What they found out was, well, it wasn't, whatever you were trying to say happened, apparently didn't happen. They had their trial and it didn't happen. In this case, this is clearly...
This time there wasn't even a trial.
Well,
there wasn't even a trial. They just did it.
The Senate had... the House brings the charges. The Senate has the trial. Or whatever amounts to a trial. As far as this goes, this is just laughably partisan, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I don't see any standing for this at all. There's this to impeach based on this.
This one actually is the most bipartisan impeachment with 10 whole people from the other party.
Yeah, I see that. And I get that some Republicans are upset, but it's pretty clear what Republicans are doing right now, too. They see the ship is sinking and the rats are scurrying off. You know,
I think they're looking for a politically expedient way to get rid of Trump.
They just want to save their jobs.
Sounds right to me. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Republican establishment doesn't like Trump, but doesn't want to be seen as against him.
Well, yeah, up to that point. But now, what do they need him for? It's a few days until he's out. I'm interested to see if Pence is going to, retire and Pence pardons him. Free Talk Live.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And there was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-of-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be sworn in Wednesday by Associate Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is set to swear in Kamala Harris as vice president on Wednesday. A Bible once belonging to Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice, will be used in the ceremony. Harris has expressed admiration for both and chose Justice Sotomayor to do the honors. She swore in Joe Biden as vice president in 2013. Senator Harris will end her four-year run in the Senate when she resigns from her seat in California tomorrow. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Amtrak says it will not operate its service into the Washington, D.C. area on Inauguration Day. In a travel advisory issued Sunday, Amtrak says there will be no Northeast regional service south of Washington, D.C. on Tuesday and Wednesday. They say they're taking these steps as a safety measure following the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Smark with you.
Beagle's not here.
And Melanie.
Did I just say smark with you? It's Mark with you. 855. Well, excuse me, I just tried to give away the toll-free number that we don't have anymore. Call this number instead. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we're kind of talking about this Capitol riot thing, and I'm really interested in this particular topic because I don't know if you guys know this. I am a listener of NPR. Mm. I listen to it pretty regularly. And
no, you just got accused of being a leftist. You can't be talking about what you listen to.
I don't mind.
How dare you listen to both left and right sources of information?
We were talking about just this previously, which is that the NH Capitol armed protest that went on today, which was pretty small, and we don't know if it was armed or not. The New York Times claimed that the protesters were far right. Now, in fact, they were all libertarians, and we see a distinction there. But I'm not sure the New York Times does. I think that, and Lee, you agree with me?
Yeah, absolutely. So libertarian doesn't even mean right at all. In our libertarian community, there are quite a number of leftist libertarians.
Yes. Also, if you were to take the paradigm of the French Parliament in the times of Robespierre or whatever, and determine who's sitting on the right as monarchists and who's sitting on the left as people who want revolutionaries, where would the libertarians sit?
That would be not monarchy. Except for Hoppe.
What's that?
Except for Hoppe.
Hoppe's not a... Wait. Oh,
Hans Hermann Hoppe is a philosopher.
I thought you were saying that Hoppe was a monarch, and I got... Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, Hans Hermann Hoppe was a libertarian philosopher that made a point about monarchy being a better system of government than democracy.
It's a comparison.
I think that's accurate, but that's still not being an anarchist. I mean, that's still not being a monarchist. That's like saying the flu is a better virus than HIV. Like, well, that's accurate. That doesn't mean, like, I'm pro-flu.
You're obviously pro-flu. You want to kill grandma.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting when the libertarian academics will write papers that say things like, well, if you want to compare, the results of democracy versus the results of monarchy, we can do that. And, you know, here's my points. And I got myself published. I think those are interesting. But the idea of at this point, the Western world returning to monarchy seems laughably insignificant.
I think that the value there is to disabuse people of the not that it's going to work on everybody, obviously, not everybody's academic, of the notion that democracy is some kind of like inherent good from the ether that was bestowed upon us or something like
you
that.
You mean the attack on our sacred institution of democracy?
But people don't even use it as democracy. They use democracy to mean things that I likened are sacred.
Yeah, they don't like it. Yeah. Absolutely
now,
nonsense.
I, for one, am actually in favor of monarchy with one caveat. Everyone gets to be a monarch.
Right.
Which was actually the idea of, you know, revolting against a monarch at the founding of this country, and was enshrined in law under Lansing versus Smith.
Yeah, there's certainly some argument that you are the king of your property.
And that is awesome. Let's do that.
I'm not sure that it's true, but there's an argument for it.
I'm not saying we're doing it. I'm saying we should.
Right. So it's, all very interesting. I think that libertarianism should not be put on the, right or left, but that's just people who don't understand that there may not be right and left. They're certainly not centrists. I don't think that's fair to call them leftists, because to these days, whatever a leftist is doesn't seem to represent what libertarians think. And I like the chart where you make it into a graph and you say libertarian, left, right, authoritarian, and centrist. To me, that makes the most sense. But, I don't expect that from a New York Times reporter.
I mean, Confucius once said that the beginning of all wisdom is to call things by their proper names. And, okay, well, if that is remotely true, then the opposite is true as well. The beginning of deception is to call things by what you want them to be called instead of what makes sense. So I think a lot of this is the push of the current authoritarian left powers, the Democratic Party and their ilk, to distance themselves from all of history and saying we are progress away from all of those bad things, while in fact returning to the very worst of all of those things.
So when I was listening to NPR, I have heard on more than one occasion at this point, breathless, absolutely breathless retellings of what occurred in the Capitol that, to me, make no sense at all. So they're talking about white nationalists taking over the Capitol, the rebel flag, the Confederate flag.
That was a weird choice of the Corps. That was.
What do you mean?
You're going to go to support the existing presidents with the flag
of the Union,
of a state that tried to overthrow the country of the existing presidents.
It's not even the flag of a state, though. The Confederate flag isn't...
Well, not a state as in a, Mississippi, Georgia, as a country.
The Second Virginia Battle Flag, as it's probably best known, the Rebel Flag, the crossed blue with the stars in it.
Stars and bars.
It's not the stars and bars, though.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
This is the thing, is that it is so synonymous that we think of this flag as it does represent the Confederate States of America, but it also represents sort of a universal spirit of rebellion. It represents a bunch of things to different people.
I mean, that's kind of ex post facto.
Don't forget slavery.
It was the flag made by the government.
No,
of
it's not. It was the Second Virginia Battle Flag. It was originally a regimental flag of the military.
Well, the military of, like, it wasn't a private military.
I understand it wasn't a private military, but the Confederate, if you look up Confederate flag, you will not, it's not that. And there were several of them, by the way. But, you know, it was one star. It looked like the Texas flag, basically, in lots of ways. And or the Puerto Rican flag in some ways. And it's not that flag. So, you know, like, to me, that flag can mean a whole bunch of things. But whatever. Let's put it aside. Let's
just
say... It
sure does mean lots of different things to lots of different people. But going back to what we were talking about. So one of the things that I think is really important is that the way our conversation is structured, so there is actually what you were describing. So there's an up and down axis and a left and right axis.
Yeah.
So there's an axis of Republican-Democrat, more or less. And there's an axis of how authoritarian is your state.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that discourse is molded is so that there's sort of a horseshoe shape, so that it goes from authoritarian left down into centrism, back up into authoritarian right, so that they can ignore the fact that libertarianism exists at all.
Right. Now, the term, when I was listening to NPR, they weren't using the term libertarian to describe what went on. Thank goodness. I'm glad for that. But, you know, the idea that the Minotaur that took over the U.S. House for a full 15 minutes is somehow a white nationalist, that's not the impression that I'm getting here.
I mostly got the impression he was mental. Like, I'm not associating any political ideology with that behavior.
Right, and it amuses me. I like the idea that
mocking the hell out of the Senate as it happens.
If he would have had
any ridiculous
outfit, I've been for it.
I think there's I actually do think that he is probably nationalist. And he has a
skin that
people would
right. So
and that's a conflation of terms that a white
that's the bait and switch
is here. A white nationalist.
Right. That's the bait and switch that we're being fed on the radio programming that you have to pay for as a taxpayer. And this is why. And it's not much. It's like be somewhere between 8% and 15% of your of their budget is taxes. But it shouldn't be any. The United States government doesn't cut us a check. Why are they cutting them a check? The idea that somehow, I don't know, they're so mixed up, and it's frustrating me. Do you have the same thoughts? Do you listen to NPR? Are you hearing this stuff? Are you hearing them talking about what happened and kind of trying to write history, rewrite history? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. I'm doing the number again. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peoples Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 603-283-6160. I am going to mess that up throughout the show, so you might as well write it down now and be prepared, because at some point we will say something that makes you want to call in. 603-283-6160.
Write it down?
Yeah.
Like with paper?
Well, put it in your phone.
There we go.
Whatever it is. I don't care. Pop it into the phone right now. Do whatever. I want to tell you about sportkilt.com. Now, everybody has their own idea of what freedom is, and for some, freedom is the freedom to swing like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and I have gotten some great kilts from sportkilt.com. And, Lee, you're also a kilt wearer.
Now, you mean great kilts, not great kilts.
Great kilts. What, is there a great kilt?
Yeah. So with traditional kilts, which are much more of a pain in the behind to work with, a great kilt is 9 yards of fabric.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, whereas this is just a kilt that is great.
Indeed. I did not know that. So you can go and see us wearing our sport kilts and sporting the freedom at kilts.freetalklive.com. That's kilts.freetalklive.com. And there's a link to sportkilt.com, and you can go over there and purchase. If you haven't felt the freedom, you haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilts.com, made in the USA. Use code FTL to save. That's code FTL as in Free Talk Live at sportkilt.com. I do like my outfit, sportkilt.com. Can't wait for when we can go back to conventions and I can actually wear one there.
I am on the record as strongly pro-kilt.
Yes, I am. I, too, am pro-kilt. Sportkilt.com. So, as I said, I've been listening to NPR and their breathless interpretations of what went on at the Capitol on the 6th, and the interpretations are unlike I would have come up with.
Ooh, did they use the term, he incited insurrection? Because that's my favorite one, because this wasn't an insurrection. And he didn't incite it.
Right. Well, incitement's a legal term. And so if you're going to go tossing it around, you need to be prepared to, defend that. And
I thought that the U.S. government was allowed to do that anyway. They do it everywhere else.
Well, he's not the U.S. government. He's just a guy. He's on the way out now. And they never liked him.
But he did it while he was in office, so that's okay.
So here's something I want to run by you guys. Part of it is that the people who went to the Capitol in many cases feel like an election was stolen from them. And that seems like a good reason to storm a building. They didn't. I mean, they helped. They knocked a cop over and helped him up, right?
There was a lot of trigger hesitancy, and not necessarily a literal gun trigger, but there is a lot of violence hesitancy on the part of the Republicans who don't know how to commit crime.
I'm like, glad to hear that.
This was like the most polite riot I have ever seen.
There was a video of a cop, and the part of the cop too, this was weird, a cop and a rioter kind of standing at arm's length, bitch slapping each other and never escalating. There was a video of they pushed down the barrier with a cop and took a cop with it and then stopped. Got through.
Stop!
And stopped to help him back up. It's like, what are you doing? And then you get in and you just take a bunch of selfies.
Well, you don't want
like,
him to
what
be,
are you doing?
You don't want him to be trampled. I support this. Look, if the Trump supporters want to have an unauthorized tour of the Capitol, fine.
Well, but it's like pick one. Well, either have an insurrection or don't.
Well, look, you're not going to get from me how to run your riot on Free Talk Live. Like, that is not what I'm doing here. Okay?
I can mock a really badly done riot. I'm telling you how to accomplish.
Well, I mean, they keep telling
me it wasn't a riot.
They keep telling me that this is our house anyway. Well, I mean, really, they just decided to, you know, look at their own property for a minute. That's
all. You don't believe that, and I don't either. My favorite part was when the representatives of the people were cowering and hiding from, wait for it, the people.
Real mandate from the masses you got there, huh, buddy?
Right. Maybe.
Crap, they found us.
And shouldn't the Senate?
Maybe strange women lying in ponds distributing scimitars is, in fact, a better form of government.
Shouldn't the Senate hall be, like, I don't know, kind of secure? Like, isn't that not a place you should have to evacuate from a human threat?
So that was a bizarre and funny thing. So really funny that they could just, you know, go in. I mean, really not a lot of difficulty getting in there, and bizarre in that there's, like, weird footage of, like, and these cops have just decided to let you go.
There was a couple of films of different cops at different places who just either waved them in or just opened the gate and kind of walked away.
Yeah, and I gotta say, like, I don't know which of these things that is. Like, are these, in fact, like, co-conspirators? Did they talk the cop into letting them through? Be like, hey, look, I mean, there's a lot of us, and we could push you over, and you might have to shoot somebody, and you don't want that kind of paperwork. Or, like, no one's looking, just, you know, let us in.
I'm going to take a selfie with the lectern and, you know, wave at the camera. Don't worry, it'll come back.
Yeah, they were taking selfies with cops. It's like, aren't you supposed to be squashing the riot, not taking selfies? Like, what are you doing?
No, that's exactly what a cop should be doing, is keeping a rioter from rioting by taking selfies with them.
Hashtag patriot, hashtag treason.
And hey, like, kind of riot advice, I guess, don't live stream yourself with your real face and real name committing treason.
Yeah,
maybe don't do that.
I'll say that about Antifa. At least they have the sense to hide their face.
And when they steal stuff, it's stuff of value. It's like a $2,000 TV. It's not like a painting, or that painting's probably valuable. It's not like souvenir stuff.
Yeah, it was all very like I don't support, you know, what went on necessarily, but I don't think that Donald Trump is responsible for it in a legal sense. As far as inciting it, there's no backing for a statement that Donald Trump incited a riot. And if you think there is, please make your case, because at this point, I don't believe it. I can be, my opinion can be changed. I like, in fact, I'm going down on the record, I like the idea of impeaching and then prosecuting every single elected official as they go out of office. Let's investigate each one of these people and have the new incoming politicians spend all of their time doing that.
I am foundationally pro-impeachment.
Right.
However, of all of the things that I would really love an impeachment for this particular president on, this ain't it.
Yeah, I think
Ukraine
that,
again, not it.
Yeah, I think that you know, Donald Trump, this strange dichotomous individual, in many ways acted like organized crime while he was in the office. But at the same time, the results of his presidency, not bad compared to other presidents that we on either side.
He didn't start any new wars, as I understand it.
That's exactly why he's getting impeached.
Perhaps. I mean, he did blow up.
You slowed down the military-industrial conquest of the Earth. How dare you?
Now, here's one thing I want to run by you. So, do you believe that the Republicans have inserted themselves in the political apparatus in such a way that they have been able to redraw congressional districts, either state or federal level, senatorial districts on the state level, in order to have themselves overrepresented within legislative bodies across the United States?
Say that again?
Have they gerrymandered?
Have they gerrymandered?
Have the Republicans gerrymandered?
Yes, of course.
Yes, the Republicans have gerrymandered. And how'd they get it? Political power, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is it possible that Democrats in major cities in swing states perhaps inserted themselves in the political process in so much as they had a bunch of fake ballots ready to fly in order to affect the outcomes of elections? Republicans, like, you can get any Democrat to agree that Republicans are gerrymandering in order to affect the outcomes of elections, but you cannot get them to agree that the Democrats could possibly have done so. No, this is a free and fair election. They said so on CNN. They said so in the AP.
Well, to be fair, you could probably get them to agree that the Democrats gerrymandered. That's legal. They're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It's insane that they're allowed to do that, but they are.
Well, I don't think that...
It's not just allowed. It is mandated.
Good point.
I think there was one state that said, you know what? We have 3 Senate seats or whatever it is. Everybody votes for all 3 Senate seats. And that way, everybody has equal Senate representation. Well,
and here's the fundamental problem. This entire process is so completely opaque. So just fundamentally, completely, constantly opaque to all investigation.
Right.
In an age where we could investigate literally, we could record for everyone's observing pleasure every single step in this process for almost no money at all.
Right. For even the observers don't get to observe. Like, you can observe the counting of the ballots, but where'd the ballots come from, you don't know necessarily. And this is one of the really complicated parts of this. One suitcase full of ballots in, say, Atlanta could change the whole outcome of the election. Do I believe the election? I don't know. I don't know if it was fraudulent or not, but it's certainly possible.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sport Kilt.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.